Now, the RCIPS, as well as the National Drug Council, are here to do the Arrive Alive wrap-up.
Yes.
Now, we were talking with our listeners last week, congratulating them of the success. 3,000 persons took the Purple Ribbon Bus, and 3,700 took the pledge. I think that deserves another round of applause.
So real.
Talk to us about it.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, kudos to all the drivers, the bus drivers, because their thumbs must have been on fire. Because we had to give them little clickers. That's how we figure out how many people are on the bus.
Oh, wow.
So they're clicking away, right? And when we got the numbers in, I calculated and I was like, oh my gosh.
It's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
It's going up.
Last year was 2,100.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that.
You guys really showed up.
They did their thing.
Trust me. And you know what? Thanks to you guys, because a lot of our young people were out there taking the bus.
Oh, we're just doing what we have to do, man. We're happy to hear that you guys, that the listeners were actually listening and it didn't fall on deaf ears. We love it. We are proud of Ono. We're proud bad. So talk to us a little bit more of the accomplishments, of the goals that we hit with Arrive Alive 345.
So in 2019, we had well over 3,000. We had almost 4,000 people. Obviously, the borders were open. COVID did not exist.
Right.
We'd like to go back to those days, but hey, it is what it is right now. Then we had 2,100, and now we have almost 3,000, just about 3,000 people.
Yes.
So, and then the increase of restaurants and establishments that took part in this campaign, and ensuring that there were designated drivers out there who were given their non-alcoholic beverages, the free non-alcoholic beverages, increased as well. This year we had over 100 establishments who were there. We had people. Simon rode the buses the entire evening.
And big ups to Simon.
Simon is a machine, because he rode to every district except Cayman Brac.
Big up Simon, man.
And he said that every person out there that were, you know, struggling, that were under the influence, you had people who were saying, hey, who's driving this person up, taking keys from them, putting them on the bus,
good,
you know, all these things. There were events. DJs did their part as well.
Yes.
Wow.
They said, you guys, don't forget, the buses out there, you can take the bus. The designated driver campaign is still happening. Anyone who's out here who is a designated driver can, you know,
yeah,
listen.
It was a collective effort.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm so, so happy.
Definitely.
Jody, PC Watts, anything you want to touch on?
Well, I just want to say what a pleasure it was to definitely work with Compass Media as well as National Drug Council. We do work on a number of projects together throughout the year, but without a doubt, so much effort is put into the Arrive Alive campaign, and we're so happy with the results. Aside from traffic issues, which I'm pleased to say that we didn't have very much of those.
I know, we didn't have much to report.
No. What we did find, however, was that we did have a few incidents that were alcohol associated. So a few woundings and a phrase in bars, a few bar fights and that kind of stuff that we know usually occur when people are overly intoxicated,
right,
and not in control of themselves. But that being said, I'll let PC Watts tell us a little bit about what our statistics were like over the holiday period and definitely over Christmas Eve.
Let's hear it.
Sorry, New Year's Eve.
Thank you, Jordan, and thanks for having me. Good morning to the listeners again. Well, as Ms. Jordan stated, we didn't have too many offenses occurring going into the new year. But what we did was, what the traffic department did, we had, and here I need to, you know, big up the recruits.
Yes,
the officers were in training. 17 of them came over and they worked with us at the traffic department.
What?
Hey, big up yourself.
Big up, man.
We were out in numbers from early New Year's Eve. So what we did, we hit the road early. We had VCPs. Persons were seeing us. They knew that we were on the road. So the possibility exists, if they didn't want to use the buses and they were irresponsible enough to get behind the wheel, then they know that potentially they could be arrested. So
yes,
we didn't have too many any DUI arrests on that night. But overall, throughout the period where we had Operation Quaker running, we had just about 24 DUI arrests, which is 24 too much. We had just about 30 persons being arrested for driving without being qualified or disqualified drivers. We issued a total of 268 speeding tickets, which is extremely expensive, as you all know.
Well,
fines are there you go.
Yeah. Seems like our listeners, the drivers have money here.
Absolutely. And there are several other offenses, tint offenses, 250 cell phone offenses, just over 50, and we had about 150 persons who were also prosecuted for using their vehicle with expired registration, expired documents, and stuff like that.
Wow.
So those numbers are high. We do not take pleasure, and I can assure you that the officers at the traffic department under the leadership of Inspector Jones, we don't take pleasure in just prosecuting people for all these offenses.
Not at all. Mm-hmm.
However, if persons are responsible enough to commit them and we catch them, we are going to prosecute them.
You have to be held accountable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Those statistics, they're scary.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's a little bit from the, but it just means there's still work to be done. Mm-hmm. We want to shout out to the RCIPS. Thank you so much for always. Okay, well, he's not done yet.
I know you had an interest in this one when I was there the last time.
Yeah.
The hit and run.
Hit and runs.
There's particularly one that I want to highlight, and I'm appealing, using this medium to appeal to for persons to come forward. A lady was hit on the 31st of August on Sheddon Road. That's right in the Anderson Square building area there. The person took off, or persons were driving the vehicle, and she's still in the hospital. She's absolutely not responding to anything or anyone. She is a mother. She's a wife. She has, you know, as I said, she's a mother. You know, she has other family members. It could be your family member.
Yes.
It could be all of us. Any one of us here, family members. And the perpetrators are still out there. Someone knows who was driving that vehicle that hit her. And we're asking them to come forward, call us, and 649-6254. They can go to our tip line.
Yeah, your anonymous tip line.
Yes, send the information, and we will get those persons. They need to be prosecuted.
Definitely.
And go before the court, and you know, and get the punishment that they deserve to get.
Thank you for doing that call to action. That is something serious. Hear the date, August of last year. That is horrible. If you know anything about this particular incident, Cayman is small, so I'm sure people know. Please do not hesitate to come forward. Use the anonymous tip line via the website and the app. We want to thank RCIPS again for coming in and for doing what you guys do, keeping us safe on the roads. Is there anything else before we go between NDC and RCIPS?
Thank you guys for taking on the Arrive Alive 345 campaign. We'll see you in 2022
of
December, and we're bringing something new to the table.
Yes, all right. Yes.
Please stay tuned for that. But I'm trying to be Zosha. But we'll definitely, we're so happy that you arrived alive 345 in 2022, and have a wonderful new year.
Hey, Jody, anything from you?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who participated, especially the sponsors, because, you know, without them, the campaign itself wouldn't be possible. And definitely thank you for NDC and the Compass Media for having us be a part of the campaign as well. And we were happy to assist in any way that we could.